me.
Well, you and Jim Cole, I don't think you've ever seen people so animated.
Robert, just a conversation
man. Well, he's the one who dominates. I just do as he tells me. Okay.
Now we're all back. I'd like to do our usual... Hello? Yeah. I'd like to do our usual advert before we start again, because we've got two more seminars before the end of this academic year. And one is on the 1st of July. So those of you who are interested on climate, energy, and communities, I think would be interested in that, because it's transition times and tradable energy quotas. And Sean Chamberlain really does know his stuff. So that would be, that's another afternoon session. However, on the 8th of July, it's a whole day seminar. Now, LSE, together with five other universities, including Lancaster, were awarded an ESRC grant to run a series of seminars under the title Applied Complexity Theory as the New Framework for Management and Public Policy. And each one has been focusing on a different area of policy. This one is going to focus on modeling and simulation and how complexity theory can help policy making in a post-disaster situation, primarily in the evacuation dynamics after a major disaster like 7/7, 9/11, flooding, etc., etc. It's a very, we're doing it in conjunction with a large European project called the Sionicle, with 14 partners in 10 member states, 7.2 million and so on. So it will be bringing together first responders. So we've got the police and we've got the, my brain. And the ambulance service, also the cabinet office, the civil contingent secretariat, because the cabinet office under the civil contingent secretariat has the overarching responsibility. Then Graham Chick, CEO of Gematech, because we're also looking at what we call ambient intelligent computing devices, such as next generation mobile phones, because communication is essential in an evacuation, when evacuation is happening, and also how do they communicate peer-to-peer and so on. So actually having this kind of device is absolutely essential. So these are our last two seminars of this year, so you're all very welcome, and please let us know if you are coming. Now, we're going to change slightly for the last 45 minutes. And what we would like to do is to ask each table to pick one or more of these questions. And if you don't like any of them, choose your own. But it has to be in terms of complexity theory actually trying to do those things, to engage, to clarify, to explain, to engage primarily policymakers. All this discussion we've been having, how are policymakers, when they are firefighting all the time, actually going to take the time and the mental energy to actually think about the using these ideas in the in developing policy. So I would say until 4 o'clock, and then one person per table just to share your thoughts with us. Yeah.
I suggest we go into three tables. If you have one table, so we can have another, and then I can take this one, and then we'll have three.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Three great tables, and the three of us on one on each.
Okay.
Which table is fresh?